Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Pastor GG.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very fine. God has been keeping me. I hope you're okay too.
I'm okay too. Thank you so much. I kept calling the other number until I saw the message that no, we need to use an alternative number. I could have actually used this way before. Now let's get to it because we've already spent much time. We're on the VOP lesson. It asks a question: does God have a special message for our day? And so we're going to be getting through the introduction to our very last guide for this series. And the title, as we have already said, does God have a special message for our day? Now, Pastor, please do go ahead and summarize today's lesson, starting with the focus on the common phrase, all roads lead to Rome.
All right, wow. As I was reading the lesson, it was interesting to find a story about a painter. it's not true that all roads lead to Rome. it's not true. Let me just give another African example.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all have bus terminuses in our countries, wherever we are. And, you know, when you go to a bus terminus, there is always one bus that leads you home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, there are buses, the terminuses, they are all calling for passengers. They need passengers. They might be beautiful, even some might even be beautiful than yours, but it doesn't mean that they're leading you home.
Yeah.
And I'll just use an example of where I come from deep down, deep down rural areas in Zimbabwe. It's like called Kai, and trust me, the buses are so bad, the old type of buses. But those are the buses that lead us home. We have beautiful buses going to capital cities and other places, but those buses don't lead us home. So it is not true that all roads lead to Rome. God has specifications of the way that leads us to heaven. God has specifications of the message that leads us to heaven. God has specifications of the way of life that will lead us to heaven. And God even has a specific church that will lead us to heaven. So God has a message. He has a message for the last days church. So as Seventh Adventists, we have to recognize the agency of the message that we have been given. And I'm sure we are all aware of the three angels' messages from the book of Revelation. The chapter is 14. Now these messages are more than just prophetic utterances, but they're a call to action for every believer living in these critical times. Maybe we need to just have an overview of the message that God has left his church, or that God has left for his people, as we are preparing for his second coming. The church has an everlasting gospel.
Yeah.
Not a famous gospel, not a charismatic one, but an everlasting gospel. We in the three angels' messages, we have the first angel proclaiming the everlasting gospel to every nation, to every tribe, to every tongue, and also to every people. So this gospel is the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ, not through anything else, but through Jesus Christ. In a world filled with uncertainty and, you know, and despair, we are reminded that Christ's sacrifice offers hope and redemption. And you understand that the last day church has been commissioned to preach this message, as we are told in the book of Matthew, chapter is 28 and verses 19 to 20, where Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." And this is a command. this command is relevant today as it was 1,000 years ago. We must embrace our role as ambassadors of Christ, sharing his love and salvation with agents. Now, you know, if a house is burning and there are people inside, Then someone calls in and says, hello, guys, let's go out. The house is burning. Definitely people won't believe that message. They just say, ah, he's just joking. But if someone comes with agents and with highly charged with adrenaline and says, you guys, the house is burning, let's go out, people will quickly move out. Why? Because the message shows some agents. And the message shows that this person is for real. So the world is waiting for the hope we possess. And it is our privilege to share it as the church, the message that tells the world that Jesus is about to come. You understand now, this is the first message. Now we have the second message from three angels. The second angel says, or the second angel's message urges us to worship that creator. You know, we are in a world that emphasizes in worshiping anything. You know, we are in a world that doesn't really care about God. But in Revelation 14, verse 7, we are called to fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. So we are called to worship God. And it's not just about attending church on Sabbath. No. It's about acknowledging God's sovereignty in our lives. If we acknowledge that we have worshipped God and given glory and alongside with keeping the Sabbath. So we need to also understand that worshipping involves recognizing God as our creator and sustainer. You know, in a society that often prioritizes materialism and self-centeredness, but our worship must be genuine and heartfelt. We are reminded also to keep the day of the Lord, which is the Sabbath day, which is the seventh day of the week, which is Saturday. Not just as a tradition, but as a sign of our relationship with God. So in the last days where people just wake up and say, my Sabbath is on a Monday, my Sabbath is on a Tuesday, my Sabbath is on a Sunday. Yes, your Sabbath might be on that day, but God's Sabbath is on the seventh day of the week. So that's one of the messages that God has for the church, that the Sabbath is a reminder to his church that he is the creator and he is inviting us to rest and reflect on his love. We also have one of the main messages I love as a church that shows that God has a message for his church, the third angel's message, where we are warned against the corruptions of Babylon. Babylon symbolizing a false system of worship. That's Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. You know, Babylon is symbolizing a false system of worship and teachings that lead people away from the truth. And in these last days, we must be discerning and vigilant, ensuring that we are grounded in scripture and the teachings of Christ and the spirit of prophets that we spoke about yesterday. We only have one sole and genuine source. Our source of truth, our source of doctrine should come from Jesus Christ. Remember yesterday we talked also about the spirit of prophecy, some messages that were given through Ellen G. White. And we are cautioned that the greatest danger to our faith comes not from outright opposition, but from subt deviations from truth. So as we navigate a world filled with conflicting ideologies and beliefs, we must hold fast to scriptures and the principle of our faith. This means engaging with the world around us while remaining anchored in the word of God, which is the truth. So my dear friends, we have a message. God has a message for his last days, a message that calls the world from sin, a message that calls the world from dying, a message that tells us that you are supposed to be saved. God wants us to be saved. And my dear friends, because God has given us this message, he has told us that he will be with us even to the end of the world. And for sure, my dear friends, we have nothing to fear for the future, except when we shall forget how the Lord has led our forefathers in the past and how he has led us in the past. So let us move forward, because we know that this is not our message, but this is a message from God above.
Mm. Wow, beautiful, beautiful stuff there, Pastor. Actually, you've summarized it quite beautifully. Now, can the belief that there is only one truth lead some to think of themselves spiritually superior? I think we've seen this being a problem in some pockets, eh?
All right. That is a beautiful question because I met it today during my visitation. So I'll answer it the way I answered it, being helped by the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
If there is one Jesus, then there is one truth, and also there is one faith. There might some, you know, we might have some people who might imitate truth, but that doesn't make that truth. Let me just use a good example. There are these China, I'm sorry to the Chinese, they are listening. There are these China products we call Xinjiang, this side Africa. And they might look like that's a Nike Turkey, but it's not. It's an imitation of the Nike. So there is one truth. Where do I get that from? From the Bible. The Bible should explain itself, and the Bible never contradict itself. Yes, there is one truth. There is one way to heaven, one truth to heaven, and one people who are created and called to salvation, also to heaven.
Beautiful stuff. I must thank you so much for coming through, Pastor Gumpo. Pastor JG, it's been a fantastic 2 days we've spent with you. Thank you so much for helping us to understand and concluding, of course, that series talking about, you know, God himself. It's a beautiful, beautiful one. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Lovely.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.